The Egyptian military has increased its assaults on the border area between the southern Gaza Strip city of Rafah and northern Sinai, further tightening the Israeli blockade. It has ordered residents of the border area to evacuate their homes. Egyptian army bulldozers were seen today raising trees and small buildings in what many Rafah residents describe as an Egyptian buffer zone along the border with Gaza. In recent weeks, Egyptian Army Corps of Engineers placed explosive charges in several Egyptian houses on the border with the Gaza Strip and blew them to bits. Rafah residents have many family members who live in the Egyptian side of the border.
My relatives in the Sinai have been going through hard times because of the destruction of their houses by the Egyptian military. My family here is not safe either because of the constant bombing of the tunnels along the border. We want this to end, and we want the Egyptian military to stop targeting the homes on the border.
The Egyptian military's unprecedented escalation follows a terror attack on the Sinai Peninsula on September 11, when several Egyptians were killed. The Egyptian army claims the purpose of the crackdown on the border area is to destroy what remains of the tunnels connecting the two parts of the divided city of Rafah. Rafah was divided in 1982 between the Gaza Strip and Egypt as part of the so-called Camp David peace accord between Tel Aviv and Egypt, which was signed in 1979.
The situation was good between us and the Egyptians, but following the ouster of Morsi, things deteriorated rapidly. They told our cousins on the Egyptian side of Rafah to evacuate their houses, and I believe that they aim to create a buffer zone.
Many here say that the Egyptian military's escalation has nudged the tension on the border area closer to a full-blown disaster, compounding their woes at a time when the people of Gaza are suffering under a hermetic Israeli blockade. Some argue that compared to the current situation with the Egyptian military, they were better off during the era of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak.
The current situation is really bad under the military-controlled Egyptian government. Day after day, things only get worse, and we don't know what's going to happen to us on the Palestinian side of Rafah or what's going to happen to our relatives on the Egyptian side.
According to the Hamas Ministry of Interior, Egyptian soldiers are not only destroying houses and tunnels along the border, but they are also provoking Palestinian security personnel by aiming their machine guns toward the Gaza Strip and pointing floodlights at night toward Palestinian security positions.
Since the ouster of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi, the Egyptian military has rapidly increased the restrictions on the border with Gaza. Inhabitants of the border with Egypt fear that the worst is still to come. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.